Good morning, all honorable members who have logged in the platform. The time is 10 o'clock. We are starting right away with our meeting. This is a meeting of the Select Committee on COGTA, Human Settlements, Water and Sanitation. We're meeting here this morning specifically to come and consider the negotiating mandates of different provinces in respect of the proposed Housing Consumer Bill that is before us. And I want to take this opportunity to just confirm attendance of members of Parliament to this meeting. It's myself. I see Honorable George Mikalakis, Honorable Maleka, Honorable Bartlett, Honorable Mbali Dlamini, Honorable Nokuzola Ndongeni, Honorable Ricus Badenhorst, Honorable Saidi Sheikh. Yes, I see.
Chairperson, Honorable Motsamai, apologies
Yes.
for you.
I wonder which gadget is he using, but I don't see him, but it's okay. If he's present in the meeting, you are also welcome, Honorable Motsamai. Welcome all of you comrades to this some honorable members to this important meeting of the Select Committee. As you are aware, we are in the process of finalizing the Housing Consumer Protection Bill as a discussion that we had last time. We are quite aware that the Department of Human Settlements at national level has proposed the facilitation of this particular bill, which is extremely important in respect of protecting consumers, in respect of making sure that the houses that are constructed in South Africa are in line with everything that is required and that they are of good quality and that there is an institution in the form of the NHPRC that ensures that consumers are indeed protected, that ensures both the enrollment and the registration of enrollment of houses and registration of projects. This bill is extremely important, and its importance cannot be emphasized. And firstly, I want to really welcome and appreciate the fact that at the end of the day, all provinces have responded. All provinces have embarked on laborious consultations, engagements with different people on the ground. They held public participation in order to solicit the views, the proposals, the written consideration of our people, and all nine provinces have held those particular meetings. And thank you very much for different portfolio committees and standing committees in provinces to really help us to undertake this particular process. And as I'm saying, all of them have prepared and submitted their negotiating mandates. The next step would be for the department to make some written responses to the negotiating mandates and really respond to each and every proposal that each provincial legislature has made. This is quite important to ensure that we know what is the view of the national department in relation to those proposals, suggestions, requests for amendments, because we need to take them into consideration. That is quite important. As I indicated, all the provinces have conducted the public hearings, and this is quite important. The next step would then be for this select committee to prepare for the advert, in order for us to invite written submissions on the bill itself. It's quite important to now hear the whole public in the Republic of South Africa, so that we invite them to write to us, make written submissions about the bill itself and what do they think, so that we incorporate each and every idea into the bill, because we want to make this bill very, very solid, very strong, very, very resilient in terms of fulfilling its own objectives. And as I'm told, this will be translated in all the other 10 official languages, and this will be done this week, Friday. This is very, very much important. With that, I've considered the just place the agenda for us, please, Mas. I've made some opening remarks, apologies, and tabling of negotiating mandates on the housing consumer protection bill. And thereafter, we are going to have some deliberations. Mas, who's going to do the tabling for us officially for each province?
Chairperson, I just want to make a proposal for the committee to consider. If you look at the agenda on the left, it is provincial, the members, composition in terms of provinces. With your permission, I'll propose that we start with Eastern Cape, Free State, like that, Chair.
I understand. Are you expecting that each member must table the negotiating mandate?
Chair, I want to make a proposal for members to consider. I was going through the negotiating mandate of Eastern Cape. It has plus minus 7 pages. I want to propose that the committee note that all the provinces have conducted a public hearing and submitted negotiating mandate. The committee should move that the department must respond to those negotiating mandate without, allowing members to table, and read the negotiating mandate. This is my proposal, Chairperson, for consideration.
Okay, no, it's okay. We follow the legislative procedure throughout to ensure that we are on course and we do not create unnecessary problems for the future. Honourable members, as you are aware, once all the provinces have embarked on the public hearings, they have adopted what is called the negotiating mandate. They need to present them to us. We have submitted to you in our chat groups the negotiating mandates of all the provinces. I'm not sure how each member is ready to share with us the tabling of the negotiating mandates from their respective provinces. I come from the Northwest and I've not gone into the details in terms of the negotiating mandates. My proposal is going to be what Moss is saying, but in case that there's any specific province, any member from a specific province who want to share with us now in this meeting their negotiating mandate, they are free to do that. But as we have tabled them, the next stage will be for the department to respond to all the negotiating mandates, each and every provincial legislature's negotiating mandate, because we want to hear their comments in terms of that. And in that respect, we'll set up a follow-up meeting to engage with the responses from the department, which is a procedure that we must follow. But as I also indicated, the advert this week will be out on Friday. that invite the public to make written submissions on the bill itself. I'm going to propose that I go through the list and check
my hand
every.
Is up.
Okay, yes, I'll give you. I was saying that I was going to suggest that I go through every province and check whether is there anyone who wants to make a who want to table their own negotiating mandate. But before that, let me give over to Honorable Beyer-Smith to comment. Over to you, Honorable Member.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm concerned about the process that we're following now, because we are receiving a negotiating mandate from our provinces that we are supposed to now put on the floor. And we cannot go outside of that negotiating mandate that was given to us by our provinces. So I find it very... I think inappropriate for the department to try and influence any one of that negotiating mandates, because it has already gone for public participation in each province, and that province has now gave us a mandate to present that province within this committee, and we cannot go outside that. So I don't see how it will be in any way productive for the department to comment on that negotiating mandate. What can happen is after we've done the negotiating mandate and the committee agreed on certain amendments on the bill as we have it now, then have comments by the department that then goes to the provinces, who give us a final mandate at the end of the day. But to open it up now for another public participation after we have already done public participation and got a mandate, a negotiating mandate from our provinces, I don't see how this is gonna work, because we've got a mandate. I mean, you cannot go, even whatever somebody else has say, I can't go and vote outside of the mandate that my province have given me. So I just want clarity on that. It's highly confusing. I've worked in a different committee before, and this is the first bill that we actually came to negotiating mandate. But this is not how we've done it in the other committee where I come from. So if we can just get some clarity, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Smith. Honorable Smith, let's go one by one. We received the submissions from the provinces, and these submissions followed the process that we unfolded. We met with the department around May this year. They presented the bill to us. We took a decision in terms of Section 76 process to refer the bill to the provinces to obtain their negotiating mandates. The provinces have embarked on public hearings. Each provincial legislature has adopted its negotiating mandate, which means they give each of their representatives here in the NCOP the mandate to present. And nobody will amend, change, vary, correct, or whatever the negotiating mandates from the province. Nobody. Now, we need to move to the next step. The next step is we must allow the department to comment, to hear their comments on what the provinces are saying. It is not for them, it's not up to them to change or even to influence what provinces are saying. They don't have that right. They can't do that. Nothing allows them to do that, and they are not going to do that. I don't know where you get it from that they will influence or change anything that comes from the provinces. All that we want them to do is to give us their comments, and we consider those particular comments. That is all that we want to do. And I've said when before you spoke, I said there are two ways of doing it. We have all the negotiating mandates from provinces. We have been furnished with that information. We have it. And we can table it before this meeting and say each province, as I'm saying, has presented its negotiating mandate. Yes, its negotiating mandate. And we know that, but we give it to the department to go and comment and then call another meeting. This is how it works. And based on that, the comments of the department, we engage. It will then be us as a committee to engage before we send the process back to the provinces to obtain the final mandate. In that respect, you are on course. This is what we are doing. We all understand this process to unfold that particular way. Nothing more, nothing less. And there's nobody who can deviate and move outside what is prescribed by the law in terms of facilitating the bill. There is no confusion. There is nothing that is confusing in this respect. My proposal is that the negotiating mandates are before us. We have each negotiating mandate. And I can't stop you from Limpopo, for example, who says, I've got a negotiating mandate from Limpopo. I want to present it here in the meeting. I'm from the Northwest. I'm going to say when it's my turn that the negotiating mandate is tabled. I agree that it be referred to the National Department for comment because I want to hear their comments with that. But we are not going to take comments or make comments now about the negotiating mandate unless there is something specific, unless there is something extraordinary that we note from the negotiating mandates of the provinces that we want to comment on. But we can't do, there's nothing that we can do to change that. We can't change. Now, I'm saying that, for example, I would say department must note the comments, it must note the negotiating mandate from my province, the Northwest. I want them to comment before they come back to us to tell me and to tell this committee how they have responded on each and every comment that was made from the Northwest province. And that follows in respect of each and every province. But as I'm saying, if you are ready and you are willing and you want to present that negotiating mandate that we have received from Limpopo, you are free to do that in this meeting now. And there's nothing confusing, there's nothing different, there's nothing odd that we will do that is outside what is expected of us. I hope that clarity is very, very clear. Unless you want to comment, I will afford you that opportunity. Yes, Honorable Smith?
Yes, Honorable Chair, so I've put it in the chat as well. So what is the purpose then of the comments by the department other than to influence the outcome of that? Because I want to understand what is the purpose? Why are they going to make a comment? What are we going to benefit out of them making a comment? The only thing I can see is that they will influence the outcome of the decisions that we make as a committee. And I think that is irregular that the department influences a mandate that has been received from the provinces, because that is now up to us. Once we've made our negotiated our mandate and come to a conclusion as a committee through our negotiating, then they can make a comment that then can go back to the provinces, that the provinces can then reconsider. But they cannot influence now, while we've got a mandate on the table, where they come and make a comment on the mandate before we submit the mandate. I don't think it's regular, Chair.
On our Smith, I'll give some people to speak, but that they will not influence me. I'm sitting here, they will never influence. I want to hear their comments.
What's the purpose, Chair? What's the purpose of that?
When I speak, I don't interrupt Honorable Smith. I follow the procedure. Honorable Baden-Horst, you will follow Honorable Sheikh?
Thank you, Chair. Just to lead on from that thing, I would like you to answer his question. What would the purpose be of comments on the negotiating mandates? We have received, the provinces have received negotiating mandates from our provinces, and our task today is to table these negotiating mandates in this committee meeting. I do not agree that it's now the task of administration to come and give comments on our negotiating mandates. That is not the place for today, I think. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Say.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Maybe just to say that I agree with the process that you outlined, and this is not the first time that we're dealing with Section 76 legislation as a committee. Secondly, Chair, I think the question that is being raised by our colleagues around the input by the department on matters that are raised in negotiating mandates. Firstly, I should say that it is only us as a committee, as a legislative body, that can influence any outcome. But it is important to get inputs from the department for our consideration as a committee. Especially as they would be raising some technical issues as well as other policy issues that we need to further consider as we consider all the negotiating mandates from the various provinces. And Chair, I think it's this committee at the end of the day that takes any decision and takes the process forward. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, for the first time, especially Honorable Smith and Honorable Badenhorst, because you raised this concern. I want you to, and I'll give you that opportunity, I want you to educate me how this process works. I want to give you that opportunity to say the procedure is as follows. And where you are out of line is when you are doing the following things. It's not for the first time we're dealing with Section 76 bills. After 4.5 years, it sounds like I'm confused about the process. What I'm doing now, I've done it for the last 4.5 years in this committee. And on top, I've done it for over 20 years as a member of parliament. Now it seems as if I'm doing something that is strange, that is odd, that is not permissible in law and reason. And I want to afford you that opportunity if you can. What is it that you think that is wrong we are doing? Maybe we can learn from you that this is how the process is and this is what we need to do. Because I've just explained to you very clearly that we have the negotiating mandates from provinces. We have tabled them in this meeting. Here are they. We have them with us. What else? What more? Nobody will influence me. Actually, I'm going to influence this process through my comments. And if a person makes an input, which is a normal procedure, if they comment on what the provinces have said, there's nothing wrong in doing that. And this is not an administrative process. It's a political process where I, on behalf of this committee, or I, together with you, we are in charge of this process as a committee. This is our process. It is us. It is not the department. It is not the provinces. It is not anybody who dictates on what to happen. It is us as this committee. Now, maybe it is a Tuesday, the 10th of October, a day that was called Kruger's Day. It used to be public holiday in South Africa at the time. Maybe for the first time, clarify us if you want to. About what is it that is wrong that we are doing, so that we correct it, so that we learn something that we never knew in terms of this particular process. Because I don't agree and I don't believe what you are saying is correct. I really don't believe that it is correct. We're following the normal process, and then maybe because you are new members of this committee, you are doing it differently from other provinces. We should do that. But don't talk about the final mandate. We all know that when we conclude considering the negotiating mandates, when we finish considering the comments from the department. When we have deliberated ourselves, we will then take this process to the provinces to obtain the final mandate. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this where we are tabling the negotiating mandates from provinces. What is it that you think we are not doing that is not right? Before that, let me give over to Honorable Michalakis and Honorable Smith. You'll follow in that order, please.
Thank you, Chairperson. There are just one or two things that concern me about this whole process, and that is, the first one is, if other committees do it in a different way, then there's clearly not a uniform way of dealing with Section 76 bills in the NCOP. That should be a concern to all of us. And we should try to bring the procedure in all the committees in line. I've only ever been in this committee, so I don't have the experience that Honorable Smith has of saying how it is done in other committees. But surely we should try to make it as uniform as possible across all the committees. So that's the first thing, but that's a...
Honorable Michalakis, just pause there. You'll go to the second one. I think you're raising an important point. I fully agree with you. Just pause, I beg, because I want us to resolve it immediately, that in case that there is another process that another committee is following, it can be presented to us. And at that point, we will see that there is no uniformity in terms of what committees are doing, and that accordingly recommend to Parliament to the House and say, you are not following the same process in terms of Section 76 process. I know that what we are doing is what we normally do. And at the moment, unfortunately, I don't have the benefit of knowing what is it that another committee is doing. And I want honorable members to share that with us. So I apologize. I wanted to just clarify this particular point that you are raising, because it's a very important point. And I would really want us to do that. In a good spirit, I agree with you. You know that this is what we do in terms of processing the Section 76 bills. I apologize. I wanted to just clarify that, because the point that you're raising is very, very much important. You can proceed to the second point.
That's fine, Chairperson. With respect, then, I keep one card in my pocket for next time when I interrupt you. That's absolutely fine. No, Chairperson, I'm glad we're on the same page. It just means that we need to find clarity on this as soon as possible before we finish dealing with this bill. If we've become aware of it and we don't deal with it immediately, and we don't get our house in order as soon as possible as the NCOP, then we're going to carry part of the responsibility if we don't do anything to address this now that we are aware of it. So that's the first thing. Chairperson, the second thing is, Honorable Smith, in my view, does raise a very, very good question, in the sense of, if the department then gives their feedback and their opinion on the negotiating mandates, but we as members ourselves do not influence or determine the mandates. I mean, I can ideologically disagree with what the Free State is asking. I am obliged to stick to the mandate. Should it not be more appropriate then for the department to rather address their concerns or their feedback directly to the provinces in some way or form? Or is there some duty on us then to go back to the provinces and give this feedback? I mean, it's never been necessarily part of the process, but he does raise a very interesting question in asking, what is the point then for the department to discuss all of this with us if we are not in a position to change or amend the negotiating mandate? Surely that feedback and comments for consideration should be addressed to the body that can actually influence and change it. It's not like a Section 75 bill where the department and their comments has some other influence on or gives background to the members, because we are the ones voting on the bill. We're not the ones voting on the bill. The provinces are. And in that sense, I think Honorable Smith raises a very valid question. What then is the purpose of the department having this conversation with us at all? And I do think we must perhaps just acknowledge acknowledge that. Thank you, Chair.
But at the same time, remember, Honorable Mikalakis, this is our process. It is not the process of the provincial legislatures of provinces. We are in charge of this process as this committee on behalf of the NCOP. And we have afforded, in terms of the law, in terms of the Section 76 process, we have afforded provinces to submit their negotiating mandates. And remember, this happens under the backdrop of the fact that provinces had to do public hearings, had to comment, had to invite people to make submissions at that level. And based on that, they consolidated that into one and adopted what is called the negotiating mandates. This process, you may want to take it back to the provinces, but these comments are not technically meant for provinces. They are meant for us as lawmakers here at national level, at the level of the NCOP to consider. It's not for the provinces to do that. That is why when everything said and done, when we have listened to the comments of the provinces, sorry, of the departments, when we have considered the negotiating mandates, when we have discussed and analyzed everything, we take it back to the provinces to obtain their final mandates. Every province would say, we made the following submissions, and what is the extent in which this was covered, was considered by the committee, by the select committee of the NCOP. And for me, this is a very interactive process that involves the people. But secondly, as I understand, the people are allowed to do written submissions. And whilst we consider the comments of the departments, the next stage will be to consider the written submissions that are before us. And for me, this process is all inclusive and all embracing, in a sense that whoever feels that the comment or the issue that he or she would have raised is not sufficiently covered, there is a room to can further raise that particular issue. But at the end of the day, the onus rests with us. We are the final authority in respect of formulating a final mandate, formulating what we think that the province must give us as the final mandate before we go to the House. That is why I want to emphasize this point with due respect. It resides with us. It doesn't reside with anybody else. And it is this committee that must discuss, that must deliberate, that must take decisions about how this particular process must unfold. But as I indicated, we don't have the benefit of what other committees are doing. And I would really want to hear which committee and what is it that committee is doing that is different from us. And because there would be certain issues that I raise about that particular committee in terms of how it conducts this particular process. I would surely, you are better placed where you yourself, Honorable Mikalak, is better than all of us because of your tenure and the duration in which you have been part of this particular committee in the NCOP. You know what the process is. Maybe on the other hand, it will be quite important to clarify this going forward. But let me give to Honorable Smith once again. This process is very democratic to hear what he's got to say. Over to you, Honorable Smith.
Thank you, Chair. I think because we've got two different views now, obviously, and the discrepancy between committees, I think the best way forward is to ask Parliamentary Legal Services to come to the committee and just clarify us on the whole process. I think that will be correct. And then we know that the process that we follow is in fact in line, because we don't want to go through a process and then at the end of the day it being declared null and void because we followed the wrong process. So this is very important. As I say, my concern remains the fact that the purpose of the department submitting their comments on a negotiating mandate that come from the provinces, where they had the opportunity to influence the provinces, because I'm sure they're supposed to present to the provinces when the provinces portfolio committees discuss this matter, to determine a mandate that is presented to us. So, but I don't want to go into detail. I think it is better if we get legal services, parliamentary legal services, to the committee as soon as possible, and that we get clarity in terms of them, and that we can also raise the different aspects that we are concerned about to make sure that we are in line. Because if we're going to continue just because that's the way we've done it, it might be wrong, or it might be wrong on the other side, then it can be corrected. And I think we've got a responsibility as lawmakers to follow the correct process and to make sure that the whole process is cleansed and totally legit, that it cannot be questioned by any court of law or anybody in the future. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Smith. No, we are not going to do that, Honorable Smith. We're not going to invite legal service to come and do something that we ourselves know. And there is no discrepancy here at all. We don't have another view, another way of what the department, the other committee is doing. I've afforded you that opportunity to tell us now in this meeting so that you share with us and say, this is what they do that is different from what you are doing. And even now I afford you that opportunity. There is no discrepancy. There are no differences. We're doing the same things. And I want to hear it from you. What is it that exactly they are doing that we are not doing? There is no other view. There is only one way. And I'll argue that. I'll argue that there is this way that we are following is a correct way. It's a correct way. If there is another way that amounts to discrepancy, you are free to tell us now in this meeting what is it that they are doing that we are not doing. What is it that is wrong that we are doing that we think they are right, that they are doing. Tell us now in this meeting. We have time to listen to that because it's a learning process. There is no discrepancy here. It's one process. This process is legal. It has been exhausted in all the processes that we all know. This is what we are expected to do. If you don't have it now, we are proceeding in the way that we've got to proceed. I see your hand is up, Honorable Smith. I'll give you once more, in a very democratic way, an opportunity to speak if you want to.
Perfect, Chairperson. I believe that I have raised the difference, and that is what we've been discussing. So, Chairperson, if it is a matter that you as the Chairperson do not want us to ask legal services to clarify this, to make sure that it is correct, then I'm sorry, Chairperson, then I cannot take part in this process until I've got clarity. Then I will withdraw myself from the process, because I cannot take part in a process that I am not 100% sure is correct. And I don't think it is regular for the Chairperson to decide on behalf of the whole committee that we will not get legal services to clarify a very important matter. I think it's totally irregular, Chair, and I think you are out of order to withheld that services from us as a committee to make sure that we are correct. And you are undermining our process now. So I urge with you for the last time, please do that. If you don't, then you will please note on this committee that I am withdrawing from this process until such time that legal services have done. Then I cannot take part in a process that we don't have exact clarity on. Because I'm telling you, what is happening in this committee is different from another committee. You are now aware of the difference, and I'm asking you. So it's up to you now whether I will take part in this process further or not. Thank you.
If you don't want to take part in this process, Honorable Bayes, you're wasting time. You must go now if you want to. That is your choice. You have that decision to make, and nobody is going to stop you from doing that. But what I will not allow you to do, and that I will not allow you to do, is to manipulate process because you have your own devious intentions. I've said to you, and I'm saying it again, I didn't hear you properly. I didn't understand you. Can you repeat it? What is it that this other committee is doing that is different? You say that I've heard that. And I want to repeat to you. I didn't understand you properly. What you said about what other committee is doing that is different from us. And I've given you that opportunity 1,000 times. And even now I give you that opportunity. I didn't hear properly. Can you repeat it? Can you tell us, as this committee now, what is it that they are doing that is different so that we must consider it? And you telling me that I've heard it. I've not heard it. I've not understood you properly. And I've afforded you the opportunity to repeat yourself. You are refusing to do that. And if you want to leave, the door is open. You can leave. You are not representing me. You are representing the interest of your province through your party. That is what you are doing. And if you choose to go, go well. It's okay. We will move forward. This process will not wait for you. And it will not succeed or fail because of you. It will succeed because it's a legal process. And you have all the rights to challenge it if you think that there are discrepancies. You have all the rights, and we will have our rights as well to defend ourselves. We will do so unashamedly. We will do so because we believe that we are right. This is democratic in the sense that we need to proceed forward. And I'm now going to give Honorable Sheikh with a view of closing this matter, and I'm not longer going to open it. And I'm going to urge you to follow all the other legal channels, legal processes that you want to follow in this respect, and I'm no longer going to open it again after giving Honorable Sheikh an opportunity to speak. Over to you, Honorable Sheikh.
No, thank you very much, Jefferson, because I think the comments that you made now cover me to a large extent. However, I want to reiterate what you said, that we are not clarified in terms of what is being done differently in the other committee, because the onus is on us as a committee to determine procedure. So, Chair, I'm saying that's not clarified, but I want to agree with you that we should continue with this process. Thank you very much.
Mm. Now we are continuing.
And I'm here from Ubuntu.
Yes, without any member who chooses to stay in the meeting or not, we are not interested in that. That's their own choice. If they walk in, good riddance. We are proceeding. Now, what I'm going to do, Honorable Members, is to afford each province. Can you put up that agenda, please? And through, I'll be detailed. If I'll go province by province. If you say, no, we are not submitting, know that what is tabled is okay. But if you want to share with us now, it has not happened in the past, but if you want to do it, once more, I'm very democratic. I'll allow that space to happen. Eastern Cape, do you want to table or we must note? Or you want to present?
Come again, Chair.
I'm saying do you want to make a presentation or we must note the tabling?
I note the table, Chair.
Thank you very much, Eastern Cape. Free State.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, the negotiating mandate has been presented to you. Just one or two comments. It is a bit, I know the Act gives it as a pro forma, but I think it is a bit premature for the Free State to, before this process is completed, to say how they are voting on the bill, but please just note that. But there are about 19 points that we have raised of concerns and possible amendments to the bill. In particular, the clauses that were mentioned in particular were clause 1B, 32 subclause 2, and 43.3. But there are quite a few considerations that the Free State has submitted up to this point. Chairperson, so I present that to you. I'm not going to go into detail unless the province itself feels that there are particular aspects that they would like to highlight, but I table it to you as received over there with just one request that despite presenting it or tabling it before the committee, that we just get a clarity on the earlier points raised so that we can make sure if we have to table it again with different procedures that we do so. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Michalakis. Thank you for that. Any other comment from the Free State? None. Gauteng. The bill is tabled. It's with us. KZN? I take that the bill is tabled. It is with us. Limpopo?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Maybe it's safe to say that Limpopo has conferred that we negotiate in favor of the bill. They have made some inputs in terms of the bill. While it might not be specific to certain clauses of the bill, I think it will be important to also get an input from a technical and policy perspective on the matters that they raise. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Any other comment from Limpopo? Any other comment from Limpopo? I move. Mpumalanga, any comment?
Thank you, Chairperson. Mpumalanga.
My network is down. I maybe have a problem with my network. Chairperson, do you hear me?
Yeah, very well. We hear you, we're listening. Now we're missing you, Honorable Maleka.
Chairperson, do you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Chairperson, the Portfolio Committee on Human Settlement at Mpumalanga, they vote in favor of the bill.
Yes, okay. All right. Thank you very much then. Any other comment from Mpumalanga? Northwest, we support the bill, as I understand, and the province has made a number of recommendations about what needs to happen. I'm not going to table those recommendations. I just want to say that the comments from the Northwest are tabled accordingly. Anyone from the Northwest want to say something? I move. Northern Cape?
Northern Cape supports the bill, Honorable Chairperson.
Yes, we know the tabling from the tabling, yes. from the Northern Cape. Any comment? Other comment what? From the Northern Cape? The Western Cape?
Thank you. Thank you very much. The Western Cape, the mandate I received is in support of the bill, but they have submitted the report to you, Chair, with 3 main sections in the report, dealing with general concerns and proposed amendments, and then also dealing with technical concerns and proposed amendments, and then also dealing with procedural concerns regarding the report. That's been submitted in writing, but I've noted in perusing the submission from our researcher to your office that there are a few typographical errors with regards to referencing of clauses. The headings are correct, but the clause numbers are incorrect. So if you allow me to resubmit a corrected memo to your office before close of business today, with the correct referencing of those clauses, that'll be fine. Alternatively, I'm happy to table those corrections right now in this committee, if you so wish. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Badenos. Would you mind if we do this, if we say the department must note all these things that you are raising that are very, very much important that you want to be corrected. And at a time that we consider that they must speak to that as well. It will, I think, in my respective view, help the process to drive it much, much faster. I suggest
thank
that.
You. I just wanted to table that there is definitely one or two clauses that we have to renumber in our submission, but I'll be guided by your advice there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Badenhorst. Colleagues, honorable members, we have noted all the submissions of the negotiating mandates from the provinces. And I want to repeat what the process is going to be for the benefit of this meeting and members, all members. We refer all these submissions, negotiating mandates, to the national departments. They must not influence us. We don't want them to influence us. We want to hear their comments. We want to hear what they've got to say about what has been submitted by the provinces. And they must respond on each and every clause, each and every issue, each and every aspect that is contained in the negotiating mandate. We are going to call another meeting. It's going to be a much lengthier meeting than this one, where we listen to the department responding in detail on all the issues that were raised by the provinces and their comment, its comment as a department on each and every issue that has been raised. This is what we are going to do. But secondly, as I indicated, starting from this Friday, the 13th, we are going to issue an advert that invites written submissions from the public in South Africa. Everyone who wishes to comment on the bill must write to this committee. We are going to compile all the comments that we would have received. We would know how many comments were received. We would know from which organizations. We would know from which provinces. We would also know which issues that they have raised. And we are going to deal with all those issues as a committee. Coupled with the comments that we would have received from the department in respect of the negotiating mandates that are before us, we are going to discuss and produce what is called a document that we send to the provinces to obtain their final mandates. Each province is going to look at the revised bill, ostensibly incorporating all the submissions made from different provinces and from those people who would have done the written submissions, and then consider all of those and give us the final mandate. And each one of the provincial legislature will submit the final mandate, and that final mandate will indicate whether they support the bill or not. And that will be brought before the attention of this committee again. This committee will discuss, deliberate, and at the end of the day, adopt what is called the final version of the bill that must be ready to be tabled in parliament. And in this process, I want to repeat it, in this process, throughout from the beginning when we started, we have the proper legal support from parliament, and we also have proper legal support from the department. The lawyers from the department submit regularly about the work that they do about this bill. And at the time that we engage with this bill, they answer pertinent questions about the bill itself, so that at the end of the day, it must be okay, it must not be challenged, and it must pass the constitutional muster. And that is what they've been doing throughout the process. And they will continue to do that until the final leg of the process. And as I said, we get this support regularly. We interact with the legal services. I talk to them regularly about this and that, and that includes the process that we are unfolding. That is what we are doing. And in the final analysis, we'll then present this bill like we've done with all the bills that serve before this committee and any other committee that belongs, especially within our cluster. We have followed the same procedure. And at the end of the day, we will decide as the House, in line with Section 76 process, whether we adopt this particular bill and becomes law. This is how this process is going to unfold. Any other point before I close the meeting? I think this is where we are in respect of this particular process. And on that score, I want to really, as I conclude, to really thank all the provinces They say they submitted all their negotiating mandate. We were just concerned yesterday, yes, we are preparing for this meeting, that the Eastern Cape had not yet submitted, but ultimately they submitted. But all provinces, irrespective, they submitted on time. We had time to look into their own submissions to prepare for this particular meeting. And I want to thank them because they embarked on laborious processes of consultation, of public hearing, of engagement with our communities. And this is what we need to do as part of lawmaking process. It's extremely important. It's the pinnacle actually of what we need to do as a country to ensure that at all material times, we involve our people, we solicit their comments, and we follow the processes accordingly. And I want to really thank them quite expeditiously. But I also want to thank the department to always be there with us, to help us wherever they can, to engage with us. And the task that is before the department is quite important to ensure that they incorporate and they comment on all the issues that were raised emanating from the provinces as part of the negotiating mandates. And thank you very much for that. With that, honorable members, we've come to the end of this meeting. Thank you very much for attending. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Yeah.